The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله أهل طريقت and the true أهل طريقت they are always trying to serve others. Instead of taking from others, they are more interested in giving to others. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as you know that our this silsila, Faizan-e-Islam, and especially today's topic is regarding Tariqat and Shariat. And inshallah, Mufti Muhammad Qasim Attari Damat Barakatuhul Aliya will be answering our questions. And I hope our this silsila is proving very beneficial for you, and especially for those who have many misconceptions in their minds regarding certain issues. So let's move to Mufti Sahab. Let's go to Mufti Sahab and ask him. Mufti Sahab, as we are discussing about Tariqat, so I want to start today with the question that if someone is interested in following Tariqat, so how can he follow Tariqat now in this age of corruption and fitna?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Following tariqa is not very difficult for that person who has courage and motivation for that, and who has decided to follow the path of tariqa. And there are many ways. If a person follows those ways, so inshallah he would be successful in following the path of tariqa. What are those? First of all, in many episodes, in many of our programs regarding many commandments of Sharia, we have mentioned knowledge is a basic thing. Learning knowledge is very important, because when a person doesn't know the meaning of tariqa and the way of tariqa and the actions of tariqa, so how can he follow that? So first of all, a person must learn the path of tariqa. He know how can I follow the path of tariqa. So for that purpose, there are very beautiful and very beneficial books. If a person studies those books thoroughly, so inshallah he will learn the proper method of tariqa. What are those books? So because there are many books, alhamdulillah, some books are written by Ghawse Pak radiyallahu ta'ala, some are written by other grand scholars and other grand friends of Almighty Allah. But some books are very beneficial in that regard, because those are easy and those are popular and those are comprehensive books. One book is Al-Matjarur Rabih. In Arabic, the name of that book is Al-Matjarur Rabih. So in that book, those actions and those deeds are mentioned which can lead a person to paradise. Basically, that book is comprising of all those actions which are very liked in the court of Allah and which are the commandment of Sharia and Tariqa. The another book which are regarding sins, because abstaining from sins is very important in following the path of Tariqa. That book is in Arabic, the name of that book is Az-Zawajir. Though both of these books have been published by Al-Maktabatul Madina, translated by Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, and those are available in market. So if we read those books, so inshallah, we will learn the whole activities. If we adopt those activities, so we can follow the path of Tariqa. These are two books, and there are another two books which are very famous and very popular. What are those books? The books of Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh. One book is Qimay Saadat and another book is Ihya al-Ulum. We can mention the name of other book as well, which is Minhajul Abidin. That is another famous book. Ihya al-Ulum is consisting of four volumes. That is a large book. But that is comprehensive book in the matter of tariqa. All the matters of tariqa have been mentioned in this book in detail. If we wanna study tariqa in detail, we can read this book, and alhamdulillah, that book has been published by Maktabat al-Madina in five volumes in Urdu. And Qimay Saadat, so in some ways Qimay Saadat is a summary of Ihya'ul Ulum, because all the topics which are discussed in Ihya'ul Ulum, those are discussed in brief summary in Qimay Saadat as well. But Qimay Saadat is not a small book, because that is also consisting of 900 pages, but as compared to Ihya'ul Ulum, that is like a summary book, and that is another very useful book. Minhajul Abidin is also very important, beneficial book. So if we read these books, the deeds leading to paradise, deeds leading to hell, Qimay Saadat, Ihya'ul Ulum, and Minhajul Abidin. So after reading these five books, I think approximately 99% of the strategies and methods of tariqah we will learn, and we will able to learn. And after learning, then it's upon us to follow those paths and adopt those strategies. That is the first thing. The second thing, if in brief words we say some word, I would say, if a person determined to follow all the commandments of Sharia, that he will follow the commandments of Sharia in every aspect of life, it means he must follow the commandments of Tariqah as well, because we have mentioned Tariqah is a part of Sharia. Tariqah is not different from Sharia. So when a person is following Sharia in every aspect of life, it means he is following Tariqah as well. That is the second thing. The fourth thing, that is, you can say it is another interpretation of the path of Tariqah. What is that? If a person determines that I will fulfill all the rights of Allah as well as the rights of people, I will fulfill all hukukullah and hukukul ibad. What are hukukullah? What are hukukul ibad? I will follow all those and I will fulfill all those. So it means that person is completely follower of the path of tariqah, because tariqah is not a way, tariqah is not different from these two. The meaning of tariqah is to fulfill the rights of Allah and to fulfill the rights of people. Because among the rights of Allah, there is offering prayer, there is observing fast, there is performing hajj, there is spending wealth in the path of Allah, recitation of the Holy Quran, remembrance of Almighty Allah, and putting trust in Almighty Allah, paying gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, and being patient at the time of adversity, at the time of calamity, if occurs to that person, that is the meaning of tariqah, those are hukukullah. And as far as the matter of hukukul ibad is concerned, so hukukullah can't be fulfilled without fulfilling the rights of people. So when a person determines to fulfill all the rights, whether those belong to the rights of Allah or belong to the right of people, so he will completely follow the path of tariqah. So that is another interpretation of following the path of tariqah. There is another thing as well. What is that? If a person determines to remember Allah in every aspect of his life and every time in his life, so he will follow the path of tariqah. Because the main objective of tariqah is to remember Allah Azza wa Jal in every aspect of our life, and to remember Allah Azza wa Jal in every time of our life. So when a person determines to remember Allah Azza wa Jal in every time, whether he is in his business, or he is on his job, or he is at his home, in every aspect of life, when he remembers Allah Azza wa Jal, so he is fulfilling the right of Allah and he is following the path of tariqah. That is another beautiful way. And in nutshell, if I say something, so I would say, Alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawat-e-Islami, with the name of Madani Inamat, we have a beautiful booklet in which the beautiful strategies of tariqah have been mentioned. So if we follow those Madani pearls and we try to act upon that, so inshallah, in that way, very easily and very comprehensively, we will be following the path of tariqah. So that is another easy way to follow the path of tariqah.
MashaAllah, very wonderful answer. Dear viewers of Madani channel, what we have come to know now, and that is that if we are acting upon Madani Inamat, that is a small booklet, and these are actually some rules or regulations of our conduct. And Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya, I won't be wrong if I say that he has summarized the teachings of Quran and Sunnah in these 72 gems. and then he has bestowed those gems to his murids, his followers and disciples. Believe me, if you want to become complete and perfect Muslim, start following Madani Namat, and then you will see a Madani revolution in your heart. And many times we have been told that some people, they dreamt some grand awliyas, and they said that in today's time, if one wants to become friend of Allah, he should follow Madani Inamat, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, he will become friend of Allah.
Madani Inamat are excellent in another way as well, because the other books what I have mentioned, Kimya Saadat, Ihya Ulum, so because those have been written many centuries ago, so the implementation of those books in this age need another guidance.
Subhanallah.
Because there are some rules in those books, but how can we act upon those rules in our daily life? So according to the situation of our this daily life, so those are summarized in Madani Namat. So in that way we can follow those rules in the light of this Madani Namat.
MashaAllah. And you have summarized your entire answer in this Madani Pahal as well. You just made mention remembrance of Allah, Zikrullah Azza wa Jal, and you said that if someone wants to become, you know, truly follower of tariqah, so one of the ways, as you mentioned, is Zikrullah. But, you know, Zikrullah every time, don't you think it's very difficult? Nowadays, people busy in their jobs, in their businesses, their, domestic life and all these things. So, don't you think it is very difficult?
A portion of this answer of this question we have discussed in one episode. There is one hadith narrated by Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, in which she has said, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam used to remember Allah in at all times. Kana yadhkurullaha ala kulli ahyanihi. So Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is saying that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam used to remember Allah azza wa jal every time. But when we read the biography, the seerah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, we come to know that Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam spent his time with his wives as well. He spent his time with his companions. He used to sleep, and he used to do some other activities of his life. So when we take Zikrullah in a specific meaning, then this doubt comes in our mind. But when we learn the meaning, when we understand and learn the proper meaning of Zikrullah, then we come to know really the statement of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was 100% true. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam really used to remember Allah azza wa jalla every time, because remembrance of Allah, Zikrullah, doesn't mean to make mention the name of Allah every time, as reciting tasbih, as reciting subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah every time. Whatever activity is done for the sake of Allah with good intention, that would be considered as Zikrullah. If a person is spending his time with his family member, with his children, if a person is earning wealth for fulfilling the needs of his family, so when he has intention to fulfill the rights, to fulfill the needs of his family, and he is making intention to follow the commandment of Sharia, to commandment of Allah, because Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordered us to fulfill the needs of our family. So when a person is making intention to follow the commandments of Almighty Allah, after that, when he earns any wealth, that earning wealth would be considered as Zikrullah, because that person is following the commandment of Allah. So in that way, when we say, if a person wanna follow the path of Sharia and Tariqah, so he should remember Allah Azza wa Jal every time. What does that mean? Because a person has to sleep, he has to earn his livelihood, he has to run his business, he has to go on job. So what should we do? Basically, there are three things. If a person looks at those things with good intention, so then he can convert those worldly activities into the activities of worship and into the activities of Zikrullah. What are those? The first thing is that these worldly activities must not make that person heedless from remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, for offering prayer, for paying zakah, and for doing other worships. The second thing is, a person should make good intentions in his earning, in his business, in his worldly activities. When a person makes good intention in worldly activity which is lawful, basically which is only lawful, that is not an act of worship, that is not an act of ibadat, but a person makes good intention in that, so due to his intentions, that worldly lawful activity will be converted into an act of worship and ibadah. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, innamal a'malu binniyya, the reward of deeds would be given on the base of intentions. If a person makes good intentions in one worship, he can earn a lot of reward in that. And if someone makes good intention in only lawful thing, only mubah thing, so he can convert that lawful thing into an act of worship. The third thing, that a person must follow Sharia in his business, in his job, in his worldly matters. Because without following Sharia, nothing can be converted into the act of worship. Because the main thing is Sharia. If any act is against Sharia, if any act is against the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that can't be considered as act of remembrance of Allah, as act of worship. So there are three things. If a person follows the three rules, so then he can convert his business and job into act of worship. So in that way, that thing would be applied on that person, that this person remember Allah Azza wa Jal every time, though he is running business or he is doing job.
So from your this wonderful answer, what I have come to know personally, that your main focus is on Zikrullah. Then you said that even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was his habit that he used to be all the time engrossed in the Zikrullah. So then what I have observed personally, that people from all the silsilas, Qadri, Chishti, Naqshbandi, Sarwardi, the very first lesson which they give after bath is making Zikrullah. They teach their disciples, their murids, a particular way of Zikr. Some say Allah, some say Allahu. So why Zikrullah is so important, that the focus of these four silsilas, and as you mentioned, even Quran and Hadith, main focus is on Zikr. So what is the wisdom or sir inside the Zikr, that it is the most important thing for the people of Tariqah?
Basically, our being, our wujud, that has two things. One is body and another is soul. Okay? Body needs its food and soul needs its food. The food of body is what we eat and what we drink. So that is the food of our body. But because our being is not only our body, because we have soul as well. And on the base of that soul, our body works. So the main thing is our soul. And that soul needs some lightful things. Zikrullah is a light. That is noor. Okay? When the food of soul is light, and Zikrullah is the best form of light, so then that food is given to soul, soul gets full of light as well, and that takes its food. So that's why in every silsila it is emphasized upon Zikrullah Azza wa Jal. And the form of Zikrullah, every wali, every leader of that silsila, so if he found that Zikrullah very beneficial for himself, so he emphasized upon his people to follow that Zikrullah Azza wa Jal, because that has been exercised and that is a practical for that leader of the silsila. So that's why he run that Zikrullah in among the followers of his silsila.
Acha Musab, I can't help asking another question, because your answer leads to another thing, that as food is, this food is for the body, so Zikr is food for the soul. So when body is not able to take food, so body gets restless, gets weak or gets sick. So in the same way, if souls are unable to take the food of Zikr, so all these things happen with souls as well.
There is a little bit difference, Ji. But end result of the both is alike.
Restlessness.
That is Ji. Alike.
Ji.
What is that? Body is very weak and soul is very strong. Body will die after being deprived of food for a few days. if a person is deprived of food for 15 days, so he must die because he can't survive without food. But the soul is stronger than that. So soul can survive for more time. That's why those people who are infidels or who are very far from the obedience of Almighty Allah, so their soul survive. Their soul survive because the soul is strong and that is surviving. That is surviving and that is maintaining his life. But when for a long time a person doesn't provide the food of soul to soul, so what happened to that? The time come when the seal of disobedience is placed on that heart. And that is called the seal of heart, which Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. In another ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, بَلْ تَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Because of their infidelity, Allah Azza wa Jalla has put a seal on their heart. So sometime that condition comes. But because this life is the life of test, this life is the life of deeds and actions, so Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us some time to revive our soul. So that's why mostly it happens with everyone till the last moment of his life. Allah Azza wa Jal keeps his soul alive so that whenever a person can repent from his sin and his infidelity and his negligence, so he can re-alive his soul and he can provide the food to his soul. So in that way, soul is different from the body, but at the end result is alike. That because the deprivation of food, body dies, similarly soul dies when it is deprived of its food.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, when soul is deprived of its food, soul dies. And what is the food or the nourishment for the soul? That is Zikrullah. Inshallah, we make intention that as we are worried about the food of our body, from today, inshallah, we will be worried about the food of our soul as well, and that is Zikrullah. And to get the food for our soul, the best way is to sit in the company of those who are already providing their souls with this divinely food, and that is Zikr of Allah. Acha, Mufti sahab?
I would say there is another thing come to the mind of some people.
Jee.
As we have mentioned, that every act which is done with good intention, that become remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that becomes Zikrullah. So then people should leave remembrance of Allah with mentioning the names of Allah as Subhanallah and other Tasbihat and La ilaha illallah, because they are busy in other kinds of Zikrullah. So they shouldn't make mention the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is not what I meant, because the impact of names of Allah Azza wa Jal is different from the impact of other deeds, other good deeds. Other good deeds have their own impact. But remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal in the form of tasbihah, in the form of La ilaha illallah, like these sentences and words, they have their own impact on the soul. So because these are pure form of zikr, though when we are making business, we are doing our jobs and we are following the rules of Sharia in those, so we are converting those into the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. But because there is connection with worldly wealth, worldly matters, worldly people, so there is a little bit darkness as well. Because when a person is sitting in market and he is in a market, so the people go to him, some are pious, some are like sinner people, they are boys and girls and men and women, so due to that there is darkness as well in there. But when a person is mentioning the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal all the time, so because that is a pure form of zikrullah Azza wa Jal, so the light of that zikr is more than the light of another zikr. So that's why it shouldn't be done that a person becomes busy only in running business with the intention. He would say that because I am running business with good intention, I am doing the Zikrullah Azza wa Jal, and he leaves the pure forms of Zikrullah Azza wa Jal. That shouldn't be done, because when we read the biographies of our pious predecessors, Ghawse Pak radiyallahu ta'ala, Imam Azam radiyallahu ta'ala, so they were big businessmen. But in spite of that, most of the time they occupied themselves only in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that's why the pure form of Zikrullah must not be abandoned. That is very important. Otherwise, some people, when they listen to these kind of things, so once I said to one person, please come to Masjid, there is one ijtima in our Masjid. He said, Muslim Mufti Sahib, also in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because I am in at my shop and I am earning halal, so I am doing that worship. So that's why I am also worshiping. So you should keep busy in your worship, and I am busy in my worship. So that kind of things are in the minds of people. So that's why pure form of the Zikrullah Azza wa Jal is also very important, and that must be recited, and that must be the part of our daily routine.
That's a wonderful answer, especially regarding Zikrullah. I wanted to ask many things, but because we are getting away from the topic, Shariat and Tariqat. So what I want to ask you now, that you made mention of Kimya-e-Saadat and Ihya-ul Ulum. So sometimes Shaitan puts waswasa in the mind of, you know, worldly educated people. They say that these books were written 800 years ago and you are still reading and following them. Time has changed, you know, culture has changed, society has changed. So now we are not in need of those books, and if we are following those books, then we will remain forever in our past. So how would you answer these type of people?
Basically, these books are containing the basic rules of tariqah, okay? And rules never change. As our method of eating that has been going, that has been coming on since the first day, but that is same. So, but there might be some changes in recipes. So similarly, the rules which have been given, which have been provided in Ihya-ul Ulum and Kimya-e-Saadat regarding arrogance, regarding sincerity, regarding humbleness, regarding trust in Allah, so what content is in those books? So the definition of good, the definition of good quality, and the definition of bad quality, the definition of, for example, sincerity, and the definition of showing off, the definition of putting trust in Allah, the definition of distrust in Allah. So the definition and some signs of that good quality or bad quality, then there are some examples of that. So we can differ from those examples, that those are not found in our time, because the time has changed. Now the people might show off in doing some other worships. As for example, at the time of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi, hospitals were not constructed, those were not built. But nowadays the people do worship in the form of establishing hospitals, in the construction of hospitals. So they can show off that worship. Okay. So just example has changed. But the definition of showing off and the sign of showing off would be same. As if a person establishes one hospital, and wherever he goes, he mentions that I am that person who has established that hospital. So similarly, the matter of sincerity, the matter of trust in Allah, the matter of patience, the matter of paying gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, the matter of love of Allah, love of Akhirah, love of paradise, the definition would be same, the signs would be same, but the interpretation and the example might change. And similarly, in the matter of bad qualities, arrogance is arrogance. That the definition of arrogance would remain same, but the examples might be changed. As nowadays, arrogance appears in some other ways. Arrogance appears, for example, nowadays, the person is a president or is a prime minister. In previous days, those people were the rulers, and they were kings. So though the name has changed, but the nature and the basic meaning of that post is similar, and that is same. So that's why, though those books have been written many centuries ago, but the implementation of those books would be same in our age as well. Otherwise, this objection could be raised against the teachings of Quran and Hadith as well. Quran is older than Kimya-e-Saadat and Ihya-ul Ulum, but because Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran, we will implement the rules of Quran according to the situation of our time. Allah has mentioned, Innahu la yuhibbul mustaqbil. Allah doesn't like arrogant people. He has mentioned that Allah doesn't like those people who show off, who remind their favor, who remind other people of their favors. So, might be the example are changed, but the main thing is same since the first day. So that's why we can follow Ihya Ulum, Kimya Sadda, the rules of these books in our age. So we have to just ponder upon the examples of those rules. And as I have mentioned regarding Madani Namat, that because in Madani Namat, those things which have been mentioned in Ihya Ulum and Kimya Sadda, so those have been given in detail, that how can we follow those rules. And there are other books as well. For example, in Kimya Sadda, in Ihya Ulum, the chapter of greed regarding hirs, that has been discussed in those books. But now Al-Madinatul Ulumiyya has written one specific book regarding greed. So in that book, there are many examples from those books, and there are many examples which are regarding the new examples of this age. So in that way, the books are written only due to that purpose, because the old books have their own examples, and the new books, they derive rule from the old books and they add the examples of their own time in those books.
Acha Mufti Sahab, you said that to follow tariqat, one has to fulfill the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal and rights of people as well, which are called in our terminology hukukullah and hukukul ibad. So from where we can learn something about hukukullah and hukukul ibad?
The same source, the same books what I have mentioned in Ihya Ulum, in Kimya Sa'adat, because the as Ihya Ulum, for example, basically Ihya Ulum is consisting of 4 volumes. Okay, those are called rukn awwal, rukn thani, rukn thalith, rukn rabi. What are those, basically what are the basic division of that book? The first chapter, the main first chapter, the second main chapter, the third main chapter. Under that main chapter, they are small chapters. So what are those basically? In the first part of the book, all the things which are regarding beliefs and worships, like offering prayer, like Psalm, Zakat and Hajj, and Zikrullah and Salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those have been mentioned in the first part. The second part is regarding business, job, marriage, divorce, and gatherings, having company of the people, sitting in the company of other people, and abstaining from doubtful things, abstaining from haram. These kind of things have been mentioned in the second part. The third part is regarding muhlikat, means person can be distracted due to those activities, as arrogance, as jealousy, as envy, like other things. So the third part is regarding that. And the fourth part is regarding good qualities, as sincerity, as love with Almighty Allah, love with the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, love with the Day of Judgment, love with the blessings of Paradise, like these. Okay, now when we read these kind of books, when we read, for example, this book, when we read the first part of Ihya Ulum wa Kimya Sa'adat, so all the things are regarding rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because beliefs regarding Allah Azza wa Jal, and all the worships, including Salat and Psalm and Zakat and Hajj and Zikrullah and Tilawat and Salawat ala Nabi, all of those are regarding Hukukullah Azza wa Jal. It means the first part of that book is regarding Hukuk of Allah Azza wa Jal, rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. The second part, because in second part, the matter of marriage, divorce, company and friendship and these kind of things have been mentioned. So what are those? Obviously we can understand these are the rights of people. The third part, which are regarding arrogance, for example. So arrogance and jealousy and envy, what are those? Though the link of hukukullah is also found in these, but the apparent link of these acts are the regarding hukukul ibad. As when a person is jealous of someone, so what does that mean? That belongs to hukukul ibad. The person shouldn't be jealous of anyone. When a person has envy in his heart regarding another person, So he will never be well-wisher of that person when this person has envy in his heart regarding that. When a person is arrogant, he will consider other people as inferior to him. So what is that? That is regarding hukukul ibad. And the fourth part of Ihya Ulum Hakim Sa'd, when we read, what is that? Sincerity, that is right of Allah, and trust in Allah, and being patient in calamities, that is the right of Allah, and paying gratitude on the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal, that is the right of Allah. Love with Allah, love with the day of judgment, love with the blessings of paradise, and being fearful from the hellfire, being fearful from death, and remembrance of death, remembrance of grave, remembrance of day of judgment. What are those? These are the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. So it means that book is consisting of rights of Allah as well as rights of people. And similarly, because the same content is provided in Qimay Saada, so when we did Qimay Saada, the same content would be found in that. So in these two books, we can read the whole content of Hukukullah and Hukukul Ibad. And similarly, in the other two books, what we have mentioned, Jannat Mele Jane Wale Amal, Deeds Leading to Paradise, and Jahannam Mele Jane Wale Amal, Deeds Leading to Hell. So what are those? So the similar content, what are found in Ihya Ulum Hakim Sa'd, that has been written in these two books, but the way of writing the book is different. These books are divided into small chapters, and mostly they are verses of the Holy Quran, they are hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Mostly these are the things in these two books. And the style of Hakim Sa'd and Ihya Ulum is totally different from that. But if we read these books, so inshallah, through that we can easily learn Hukuk or Hukukullah and Hukukul Ibad. So that is, I think that is an easy way to learn all these commandments regarding these two rights.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you want me to summarize the answer of Mufti Sahab, so that is that start reading Ihya Ulum and Kimya Saadat and Minhajul Abideen, and start following the Madani Inamat, and try to remain busy in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal after fulfilling the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal and Hukukul Ibad. And then try to keep yourself busy in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the day will come that you will become Wali of Allah.
And that is whole of our deen.
Ji.
That is our complete deen. What Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum, I have completed your religion. So that is complete, that is comprehensive religion of Islam. That's why in Islam, Hukukullah and Hukukul Ibad, both have been emphasized upon. And Alhamdulillah, nowadays when we go to Dawat Islami Weekly Congregation, so Alhamdulillah, we come to know that both of them are emphasized equally. Hukukul Ibad are emphasized and Hukukullah are emphasized. Otherwise, the people have separated Hukukul Ibad from Hukukullah and Hukukullah from Hukukul Ibad. Those people who emphasize upon Hukukullah, so they are very negligent in the matter of Hukukul Ibad. And those people who emphasize upon Hukukul Ibad, they are very negligent in the matter of Hukukullah. Both are equally important and both have been to acted upon.
Acha Mufti Sahab, coming to the basic, if I ask you, Shariat is farz upon us or Tariqat is farz upon us, so what would be your answer?
Basically, as a whole, accept Sharia as our religion, that is farz upon us. If a person denies Sharia as a whole, that person is not Muslim. He is non-believer. He is not Muslim. Because when a person is denying Sharia, so means he is denying the basic of Sharia, not the minute details of Sharia. Because the details of Sharia is something else, and Sharia as a whole is something else. Sharia means the religion of Allah. Sharia means Islam. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us that religion, that Sharia, that Islam. As Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْحَاجَ. For every one of you, we have made Shira وَمِنْحَاجَ. We have made Sharia and a path. What is that path? That path is Sharia. And what is Sharia? Sharia is that path. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has given to every Nabi a Sharia. So that's why if a person denies Sharia as a whole, that he doesn't believe in Sharia, that person is not Muslim. He is out of the fold of Islam. And as far as the matter of tariqah is concerned, so basically the word tariqah is something else. Some people emphasize and insist upon words that if that word is found at the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will accept that word, otherwise we will reject that word. Though that is totally ignorant thing, because Sharia doesn't depend, our religion doesn't depend upon words only. Sometimes the thing has been proven from Quran and Hadith, though the name of that thing is different, as the matter of Hadith. A hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the books of a hadith, so those were not found at the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But nowadays, if a person denies the books of a hadith, that I don't believe in the books of a hadith and I reject all the books of a hadith, so what does that mean? He is rejecting the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So similarly, the matter of tariqah. Tariqah, what is the meaning of tariqah? Tariqah is the purification of heart. Tariqah is the purification of our baser self. Tariqah means to remember Allah Azza wa Jal with the full spirit of remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Tariqah means to follow the spirit of Sharia. Tariqah means to remove arrogance and jealousy from our heart. Tariqah means to adorn our heart with sincerity, with trust in Allah, with patience, with being gratitude, with love with Allah Azza wa Jal. So when that is the meaning of tariqah, so how can a person deny that? So that's why if a person only denies the word tariqah, that person is ignorant person. He doesn't know the spirit of Islam. He doesn't know the meaning of Islam. And if a person denies the detailed meaning of tariqah, means he denies the forbidden arrogance and jealousy, so then everyone knows the commandment of that person. But I think there wouldn't be any person who denies the detailed meaning of tariqah, though he might deny the word of tariqah. But because tariqah is a part of Sharia, and when we are believing in the whole Sharia, so we will believe in every part of Sharia as well. And tariqah is the part of that Sharia. Tariqah is the spirit of that Sharia. Tariqah is the batin of that Sharia. So when we are believing in Sharia, it means we are believing tariqah as well.
MashaAllah, very wonderful answer. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Shariat and tariqat, they are equally important for us. And especially if someone is denying Shariat, so Mufti Sahib is saying that thing can lead him towards kufr, and that thing will make him out of fold of Islam. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal make us true Muslims, practicing Muslims. Ameen, Ameen, Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does.